Egypt is building a new museum against the backdrop of the pyramids, the Grand Egyptian Museum. It'll be the new home of King Tut's 3,000-year-old mummy, the entire collection of treasures from his tomb, and some of his personal effects, including his underwear. NPR's Jane Arraf visited the construction site.
The steel and concrete frame of the Grand Egyptian Museum rises up on the Giza Plains on the outskirts of Cairo. It's huge, bigger than 10 football fields. When it's finished, visitors will be able to see the pyramids through the glass wall that makes up almost the entire front. It is indeed grand. It's also expensive. Since the museum was first envisioned in 2002, the cost has doubled to almost $1 billion, most of it loaned by the Japanese government. More than 3,000 Egyptian workers are racing to finish it by the end of next year. The star of the museum will be King Tutankhamun, King Tut as he's more commonly known. Museum director Tariq Tawfiq.
It will open with a fantastic bang. We will for the first time be presenting all the objects that were discovered inside the tomb. So about 5,000 objects, two-thirds of them, have never been on display before.
Thousands of the pieces have been in storage at the overcrowded Egyptian Museum in Tahrir Square in downtown Cairo. That museum, now 114 years old, will be turned into a museum of ancient art. Tawfiq says visitors at the new museum will feel as if they're actually at King Tutankhamun's funeral procession. Two tiny mummies, believed to be his stillborn daughters, will be displayed with him, all against the backdrop of the tombs of his ancestors, the Great Pyramids.
He will be beside his great ancestors, like Cheops, like Mykerinos, like Khafre, which means that he will be here beside the biggest construction in the Egyptian history, which is the pyramids.
That's Islam Mustafa, the museum's technical director. At a building near the construction site, he shows me some of the labs where conservationists are restoring the objects.
Now we'll visit a new one.
Here in this industrial-looking room, there are big air ducts, metal ones from the ceiling. It looks like a typical lab. But then you look down, and on these drafting tables, they're just extraordinary treasures. There's papyrus from the Book of the Dead that are 3,000 years old, and ancient textiles, including some of the clothing worn by King Tutankhamun.
This is after restoration, and it takes 3 months and a lot of work.
Lab director Imam Shalabi Nagati and Mustafa show me a pair of King Tut's dress sandals, if you will. Dark leather with real gold beading. So those are actually his sandals?
Yes, and used by him. It was the idea of the ancient Egyptians to be paired with their favorite things and the funerary things that they will use in another life.
And that includes his underwear. At another table, conservator Nigma Dean Morshid is attaching folded linen loincloths to a display panel. So they're kind of a triangle shape.
It's a triangle shape made sometime from two pieces and sometime made from one piece.
The museum is aiming to draw 10,000 visitors a day, 5 times as many as the old one. Director Tawfiq says that underwear will be part of the draw.
Of course, a Grand Egyptian Museum also must have an innovative shop. So the visitor will be able to buy a replica of the underwear of King Tutankhamun with a text telling how this was supposed to be worn. So you get an insight into very intimate sides of royal life and lifestyle in ancient Egypt.
An insight into another life for King Tutankhamun and his finery, although not the one that he would have envisioned. Jane Arraf, NPR News, Cairo.